launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. The number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Now, once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site if you like. You can vote on different items there, promoting the most interesting to the front page of the site. You can submit new items to the site as well. Go and see what I mean over at freetalklive.com. Still to come, more about the FCC's decision to supposedly make the radio band more diverse. We'll explain that here in a bit. And also on the way, some disturbing news out of your local government school. Maybe it's your local government school. It could be. But first, we go to the update on Julian Heiklin. I had received an email from Julian in his Tyranny Fighters email list, which suggested that it was over in his New York case. He's currently facing at least two cases, one in New York City, the other in Orlando.
Yeah, I thought it was one in Orlando.
In Orlando, he's looking at 6 months in jail for handing out information out in front of a courthouse, informing jurors or potential jurors or just the public
people,
in general.
Yeah.
He'll hand it out to anybody. Information about jury nullification, informing them of the right of a juror to vote his or her conscience in any case. You don't
right.
have to judge just the law and the facts. You can judge the law, or excuse me, just the facts in the case. You can judge the law itself. So if you believe it's a bad law, you can vote not guilty. That's what jury nullification is about.
In a country where you're supposed to have the right to peaceably assemble, not that he's really assembling very much, he's just going out himself, free speech, the right to petition for redress of grievances, it would seem to me that the very best place is on the courthouse steps to hand out information about the rights of juries.
So I've got this email from him, came out in late February, about a month ago, where he says that USA versus Heiklin, which was previously under misdemeanor indictment in the Southern District of New York, has been, he says it appears to have been abandoned.
It's good news, right?
But maybe this is not the same case, or maybe he misunderstood, because he does say it appears to have been abandoned. Because as of yesterday, there's a news report from Reuters out of New York. A U.S. judge said on Wednesday that advocating for jury nullification could pose a threat to the judicial system, particularly if it takes place close to potential jurors. U.S. District Judge Kimba Wood made the comments in the case of Julian Heiklin of Teaneck, New Jersey, a retired 80-year-old chemistry professor who was charged and arrested after distributing pamphlets advocating jury nullification outside federal courthouse in Manhattan. The pamphlets called on potential jurors to follow their conscience in returning a verdict and urged them to find a defendant not guilty if they disagreed with the law in question or the government's conduct in the case. One pamphlet says, quote, "Juries were instituted to protect citizens from the tyranny of government. It's not the duty of the jury to uphold the law. It's the jury's duty to see that justice is done." This is one of the pamphlets that was submitted by the defense as part of a brief. In defending Heiklin, one of his attorneys, Stephen Stretzinger, told the court that jury nullification is really not a serious threat to the integrity of the system. "I disagree with that," responded Judge Wood, who brought up the possibility of jurors voting to acquit a person based on ideological beliefs, such as pro-life protesters who believe that it should be lawful to kill an abortion provider, an eye for an eye, a life for a life, says the judge.
Sure.
Heiklin, who is representing himself with the aid of Stratzinger, is charged with...
It's really likely that you're going to get nine people that... I mean, I'm pro-life, and I don't believe that it's okay to kill doctors for that. I mean, the statistical likelihood of getting together with nine people, depending on where you are, a criminal jury that large, 12 people, that feel the same way on this issue, so that a person is found not guilty, seems pretty unlikely to me.
True, but it only takes one person to hang a jury.
That doesn't mean the state can't bring the charge back.
That's true. They can keep bringing the charge back, no doubt. Prosecutors say if jury...
you could get somebody who's mentally unstable and all kinds of different reasons.
Prosecutors say that jury nullification is unlawful.
I mean, if they don't like juries and the thousand-year right of juries, let's do away with them. I think there's all kinds of good arguments for getting rid of juries. Juries are uneducated people who really have nothing to do with dispensing justice. Why in the world would we have them?
You're not really advocating that, though, are you?
I don't think that the judicial system itself belongs as a role of government. I think it should be operating outside of the realm of government.
Got it. Well, I don't have time. We don't have time to get into that particular issue. I want to update folks on what's going on with with Julian Heiklin here. So, again, he's been charged with jury tampering, which carries up to 6 months in prison. Prosecutors say that jury nullification is unlawful and that by encouraging it, Heiklin was undermining the good functioning of the court system.
When did jury nullification become unlawful?
Well, prosecutors are claiming that it's unlawful, and they're looking to have this judge decide. Prosecutors also argue that Heiklin could not claim free speech protection because he was handing out pamphlets on federal property. So you don't have free speech on federal property.
Right. How could you possibly have free speech granted to you by the government on government property?
It's not like there's a constitution that says that they're supposed to enshrine free speech and respect it.
Sure, a limitation on the organization that is supposed to have made this this rule.
Prosecutors argue that the plaza at 500 Pearl Street, the entrance of Manhattan Federal Courthouse, is where Heiklin was, and he was specifically targeting potential jurors. Now, I know who Julian Heiklin is. I've had the chance to meet him a few times.
You've done pamphleting with him, too, haven't you?
Yes, I have. He's a really nice gentleman. And one of my disagreements with Julian Heiklin's approach is that he doesn't target potential jurors. That's always been my critique of his approach. He'll just go out in front of a courthouse on any old random day of the week at any old random time and just start handing things out to people. Well, he's literally just handing things to people that are on the street passing by. The times I've done jury nullification outreach, every single time has been when a jury's being selected. I specifically want to target the people that are going into to potentially be jurors. And I've never been arrested for it. But then again, I've never done it in front of a federal courthouse except for one, which was when Julian Heiklin came to town, and we had like 40 people come out to the federal courthouse in Concord. And they didn't say word one to him that day.
Security didn't come out then, did they?
They didn't even talk to us. So that's
by the way,
my critique of him.
This is a great acid test for those that say that the government is too invasive in New Hampshire because they hear this program and find out, you know, all the things that the government is cracking down on in this area. When you see the same activism done in different places and you can gauge the reactions here in New Hampshire, the security guards didn't even come out when they saw 40 people on their courthouse steps. But when Julian Heiklin goes to Manhattan, he gets four people that show up,
and
security comes down and throws an old man on the ground and puts there, you know, and it hurts him.
And throws a skinny camera kid in jail, too, as well.
And by the way, they had to pay for that one.
They lost that.
Yeah,
correct.
They lost that from the ACLU, took that case up, and they had to pay.
The story continues. The thing here, this is according to the assistant U.S. attorney, the thing here that's so
I made
troubling,
a mistake. They didn't have to pay. The taxpayers had to pay.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Rebecca Mermelstein said at the Wednesday hearing, the thing here is so troubling to the government is that the message undermines the fundamental fairness of our system. Fairness? Anyone who's ever been to court knows this is not a fair system. If you've ever been in court, even if it's just as an audience member, you should know that the system is a deck that is stacked against you from the word go. There's no fairness. And there's not even a semblance of fairness.
The best thing you can do, you know, on your own is to get the course Jurisdictionary from jurisdictionary.com. I think we'll be talking about that a little bit later here. As a matter of fact, I might as well talk about it now. If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because the attorneys cost too much, jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. You at the very least need to know how to use the rules. If you can't use the rules, you're not going to win. Go to jurisdictionary.com. Dictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free stuff there for you. And when you buy the course, it's so easy the average eighth grader could learn it in a weekend. You can get it instant access online, and they'll send the four CDs to you in the mail. You can start immediately. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull down menu when you check out.
Mention
Free Talk Live.
U.S. attorney here says that if a person is on the steps of a courthouse and is trying to influence jurors, that is a crime. And that is a crime. Jury attempting to influence a jury to vote one way or the other is absolutely jury tampering. That's what the jury tampering statutes were created for. But that's not what jury nullification outreach is. Jury nullification outreach doesn't say, hey, juror, you need to vote this way. It simply says, juror, you have the right to choose based on your conscience. That doesn't say vote guilty or not guilty.
Nope.
And in any way, shape, or form, it doesn't address a specific case. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up, you take control, Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Bring up what you want. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site and you can enjoy them, including news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever delivery method is your preference. It's all free, of course, at news.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. And they know that keeping your customers is important, so they treat them with respect. They record every call. They have the best equipment money can buy. You can go back and listen to the calls if you need to check on how a call went as far as accounts receivable. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right, so once again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about jury nullification because there's been an update in the Julian Heikland case, which he thought apparently had been dropped. Apparently it has not, because as of Wednesday there was a hearing, and U.S. District Judge Kimball Wood has decided to speak out against jury nullification. She has made it pretty clear that she disagrees that it's not a threat to the integrity of the system. She thinks it is a threat. And she gave an example, a very extreme example, suggesting that jury nullification could be used in ways to set murderers free. And technically, that's true.
It certainly has in its history.
But it's not very likely. And all of that, aside, I would much rather see one murderer be set free than have 100 innocent, peaceful people be put in a cage. And if jury nullification can result in peaceful people being kept out of cages, then it's very valuable to me. Because most people don't agree with murder. And most people aren't going to tolerate the idea of setting a murderer free. That would never even cross their minds. I don't worry about those sorts of things when I'm promoting the idea of jury nullification. My intention is to set peaceful people free, is to give people the encouragement that they need to know that they don't have to follow the instructions of the judge, that they can vote not guilty based on their conscience. Whether they will or not is another question. But it's my role as someone who does this outreach, and I've done a lot of it for years, it's my role to inform people. And that's what this judge doesn't want. And that's what this prosecutor doesn't want. Now, there's not been a decision yet made in this case, so we're still waiting to hear more about it. And we'll let you know as we learn more.
But I think
it's not sounding good.
I think jury nullification is an imperfect way to go combating the growth of government.
It's an imperfect system.
It's a corrupt and twisted system that makes no sense in the world.
But this can work. This is as imperfect as it might be. If one person on a jury knows about jury nullification and they're on a case where somebody hasn't harmed another human being, all they have to do is say not guilty, and that person doesn't go to jail at that point.
They can.
So the idea of the jury was that you would be the fourth check and balance against the government. You learned a lot about the checks and the balances when you were in high school or middle school or elementary school or whenever they taught it to you. And they, of course, told you about the three branches of government, but they didn't teach you about the fourth branch, you.
Well, the government,
and your conscience.
The government is actually supposed to be an arm of the civilian population. I mean, the government comes from the people. So that's what these documents say.
Yeah, but we all know it comes from the big people. The big money and the mega corporations.
Indeed. I wouldn't dispute that at all. But the idea, the lie that is told in these founding documents is that government of right comes from the people. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, somebody is supposedly not supposed to be able to be criminally convicted by this government without at least passing through a jury of their peers, a representation of those people. Now, I think that what it's become over time is just a rubber stamp on whatever the government wants, essentially, that people rarely get found, not rarely, but do not get found not guilty often enough.
Well, right. What good does a check and balance do if all three branches of the government are determined to work together? I mean, it would be one thing if these three branches were, eternally opposed in a giant struggle to make sure everybody was keeping in check and to keep an eye on everybody.
That was the idea, but in fact, these people pass from one branch to the other.
Prosecutors, hey, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Prosecutors move from the executive into the judiciary all the time.
Mm-hmm. And they're all lawyers.
They're all lawyers, and they all, they go to the same, they hang out at the same bars, they go to the same country clubs. These folks are in, they're literally in cahoots. Everybody knows it, and nobody even bats an eye, really.
Right, and no one knows what to do about it. I was just talking to some business owners tonight, and based on the things that they said to me, in other words, they were telling me, we're afraid. We're afraid of the government. We don't want to stand up because we know they can target our business.
Sure.
And so we
will.
Yeah, and they will. They could. And so they're just going to remain silent and not do anything. And that's, you know, you take that attitude and you spread it out across everyone because not everybody's a business owner, but some people have families and some people have important jobs and they've got things that are, you know, very important in their lives. And so it's always easier to do nothing and stick your head in the sand and hope that, you know, and hope that they'll leave you alone. And maybe they will. But then comes around your chance to sit on a jury. And what do most people do? Oh, my God. I'm sick. There's a cake in the oven. I can't go today. My grandmother's on her deathbed. You know, they come up with all kinds of reasons to not go.
Well, a lot of people have a lot of really great reasons. Consider that employment is at its lowest level that it has been in quite some time. And many people who go and serve on a jury are losing out on what may very well be the only paycheck that day that was going to come in.
I get it. There are good reasons. No doubt, Mark. I'm not besmirching the fact that people want to get out of it. I'm just saying that this is your opportunity. I'm trying to turn to help people understand that being on a jury is your opportunity to do something significant for another human being, to possibly set a person free and prevent them from going to a cage. Wouldn't you want someone to do that for you? Or do you believe that, oh, you can just avoid being prosecuted for your whole life, that you'll just be one of the lucky ones that doesn't get charged with some criminal offense? There's another story in the news today about some guy who was put in jail because he stuccoed the backside of his house when he couldn't afford to do the rest of the job of siding it.
Yeah.
The city came after him. They put him in jail for that. You think that you are a law-abiding citizen and that everything's going to be okay, but then before you know it, you're next because they passed some stupid ordinance that outlaws something that you liked to do or outlawed some sort of change you were going to make to your house, or outlawed gardening in the front yard, or outlawed, you know, having grass over 6 inches high, or whatever.
They put people in jail for all of these
things. All of these things. So, please.
Your kids want to sell cookies in the front yard?
Please. All I want to do is encourage people to take a moment and consider doing the right thing rather than doing what's expedient. Because if you continue doing what's expedient, you're going to continue getting what you've always gotten. If you continue throwing your head in the sand and pretending like, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, that the evil's not going to affect you someday, you've got another thing coming. And I hope somebody's around to give a damn about your situation when you finally get into it. I really do. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But as Pastor Martin Niemöller said, first they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't stand up. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I didn't stand up. Then they came for me, but no one else was around to stand up for me. So when are you going to stand up for your neighbors?
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Over at freetalklive.com, you'll find a variety of different features. We give them all to you. Listening options included. So if you want, you can, of course, grab the podcast or archives of the show going all the way back to late 2006. You can also listen live. You can listen to our live streams. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband, different stream sizes for different speeds of internet connection. You can also find our over 100 radio stations listed.
I wonder how many other stations do, or other shows do that for you.
Do what part?
Provide, excuse me, provide three different streams.
Good question.
For three different needs.
I don't know, Mark. That's a fine question.
You know, the customer service that you get from Free Talk Live is just so much higher. You know,
and you pay nothing.
Like or dislike whatever it is that we have to say compared to the other radio shows out there, we provide a lot more service than they do.
You can also get us on over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country. Our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, the free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. If you can't get Free Talk Live in your ears, you're just not trying, because we've got it available out there in several different formats.
That is the truth.
Yeah. That is an interesting question, Mark. If anybody does know of any other radio programs that have as many online and offline listening options as we do, and I'd love to know about them. So once again, 855-450-FREE is the number. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about the various different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. And speaking of the radio business, we're going to come back around again to the topic that we started the show out with. It's about the FCC's decision this week to, what they say here in this rawstory.com article, is to take a bunch of, a backlog, as it's called here, of applications for FM repeater stations off the table. They're going to wipe it away. And according to this author here, it's been the case ever since the FCC's radio spectrum auction in 2003 that they're looking to allegedly expand opportunities on the FM band for smaller providers of radio programming, like community groups and that sort of thing.
It led many activists to fear they would be forever choked out and kept away from public airwaves. But after a long battle, activists with the Prometheus Radio Project have finally won. According to, this is Stephen Renderos, a national organizer with the Center for Media Justice.
Justice!
He says, now these right-wing radio networks won't keep getting their translator applications approved. That will severely limit their ability to expand. And you'd think somebody with a media, you know, supposed expertise would understand and be able to speak the language of this business. It's not radio networks that are applying for applications.
Kind of strange.
It's radio companies, radio stations. Radio networks are like the Genesis Communications Network. That's the company that takes Free Talk Live, puts us up on the satellite. They do production. There's a board operator who comes in. They answer phones for us. They
networks
the
put shows on the satellite. Radio stations take them off the satellite.
Correct. There are a couple of networks that own stations. They do have their
Salem
own stations.
Too.
Salem Premier is Clear Channel. They own stations.
Yeah,
but it's
somewhat separate.
They have what are called owned and operated stations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, it gets real murky, I think, in some areas, but it's not really accurate to say. Like, for instance, the 600 stations that Rush Limbaugh is on are not all owned by Clear Channel and Premier. Clear Channel only owns a fraction of Rush Limbaugh stations. Many of them are independent mom-and-pop operations. So they're not really being completely straight up in what they're saying here. Wanted to put that out there. So going on here, the FCC's decision also set clear criteria for community radio stations in heavily populated urban areas, which are otherwise bombarded by endless droning of commercial media full of snide opinion masquerading as news. Brandy Doyle, the policy director for Prometheus Radio Project, told Raw Story that these new low-power stations can only be licensed to non-profit organizations, and you can only have one per customer. That way we won't have these big corporate chains and media networks that are taking over the rest of the media landscape, moving in on low-power FM service. These stations have to be local, and they have to be independent. This clears the way for a real transformation of the FM dial. And if that's all true, and I'll take her word for it, because I certainly don't want to go through and read the FCC's opinions, but if that's all true, then, that's a good thing, I suppose. More variety is good, although I'm disappointed that they can't be commercial, which means that Free Talk Live would essentially be cut out as an option.
The idea that, this is what the low-power FMs are about is that, now if you want to make a living talking on the radio, so therefore you can research well and, be more likely to say something that's the truth and all that kind of thing, you can't do that. No, that's not acceptable.
Well, of course, just because you're nonprofit doesn't mean you can't make money, right? A lot of nonprofit agencies, the directors and those folks, they
make
lots
of money. But I don't think with a lower power FM that's likely to happen any place but the major cities.
Yeah.
I mean, a low power FM running in Sarasota, Florida is likely not to make so much money that that somebody's, getting a big old paycheck out of the deal.
There's one talk show host out there that's pretty smart about this, Tom Hartman.
Yeah.
He's a progressive talk host, and he's one of the more popular progressive talk hosts, and he's smart about it. He repackages his show for delivery to a lot of these nonprofit stations, in that he actually has a version of his show that has no commercial elements to it. They have what are called sponsorships. In the world of nonprofit radio, like if you've ever watched PBS, sometimes they'll say, this program is brought to you by
underwritten by, the Ford Foundation.
And there are very specific things you can't do with one of those messages.
You can't give a superlative saying
are the best drain cleaners in the whole world.
Right. You can't, give a call to action.
Call us at whatever and order now.
Yeah, which somehow includes sales. I think there's one more element that's slipping my mind right now, but mm-hmm. Those are basically it.
Yeah, so those are the differences. And so, in theory, we could repackage the show in that way. And I just, right now, I don't have any stations like that I'm calling on, because most of them don't really, I can only focus my time on so many radio stations.
And that's what it comes down to with Free Talk Live. Since it's a two-man operation, we only have 48 hours in a day.
Yeah.
And some of that is going to be spent sleeping. So, that's what it comes down to.
It's not that I would say no. I certainly wouldn't say no. If a nonprofit radio station called me up and said, Ian, we want to put Free Talk Live on the air, but we can't run it with commercials, I would say, okay, great. Well, you can just grab the archives off the internet or something and maybe do it that way.
If you want to set somebody at the board to cut out the ads.
Yeah, we'd be willing to work with
somebody.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do that, would
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it's pretty much out of the question.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, well. Sorry.
It's the only way that this is going to work.
So it's still a good news if it's going to bring more voices to the airwaves. According to the story here, instead of slowly grinding down thousands of repeater station applications that leave no room for community radio, the FCC essentially threw most of those applications away by limiting who can apply, how many filings a single entity can make, and which markets can consider new repeaters, all of which frees up the regulatory body to examine applications for new community stations. The regulatory agency still gave some deference to corporate broadcasters, however, by allowing them one shot at revising their applications to fit the new guidelines. According to Doyle, that means as early as this fall in 2012, there will be opportunities for local community groups to plan and start their own independent radio stations. This is what we fought for more than a decade, and the FCC has opened the door to that. These poor people have been begging to be allowed to broadcast for well over a dozen years. Yep. I've been hearing about the Prometheus Radio Project for a long time. I've always been interested in local radio. And
the Supreme Court has never ruled on whether or not you can put a radio station up or not on your own, as long as you're not stepping on somebody else's,
That's because no one challenges the FCC when the FCC actually imposes a fine. When the FCC
FCC doesn't have the force of law.
It's true.
The agency was probably created by law, but they don't create laws.
Well, they do have the ability to come in and steal your stuff.
Just do it.
Right.
The government does that all the time.
True. They'll come in to a pirate or community radio station that is unlicensed. They'll raid the property. They'll steal all the equipment. They'll then issue a notice of apparent liability and say to this person, you now owe $10,000.
Yeah.
I've actually got a story here. I'm glad you brought that up, Mark. I've actually got a story about a pirate radio operator who was told to pay $20,000 to the FCC and hasn't paid. And it's been a year. So what is happening to him? We'll explain here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-3733. Should you beg to broadcast? I say no. Free Talk Live.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am JAMS. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this affordable debt.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, on the house. So enjoy those over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find links to Amazon. Different Amazons for different countries. You click on the one that's right for you and go and just take care of your shopping. Get it delivered to your door and feel good. Because not only are you getting a great deal, it's Amazon. They've got great prices and a huge selection. And also free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. But you're also helping Free Talk Live at the same time. So it's really the best of all possible worlds. Get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com and you'll help Free Talk Live out simultaneously. So we're
and at the same time.
Indeed. So we're talking about the story over at rawstory.com about the FCC expanding finally after the Prometheus Radio Project, which is a kind of a coalition of people that have been begging for years and years for the FCC to finally let them have the ability to broadcast. And I understand their position. I mean, it's really a crappy system. The FCC is... you're responsive to people with lots of money, and if you don't have a lot of money, then you're not going to even be able to afford to apply for a radio station. I mean, you have to pay a lot of money just to even apply to have them consider you for a radio station.
And you have to do it at the right time.
Right,
you have to do it the right way, and which basically means you have to hire an FCC attorney in order to get it done. I mean, you're $100,000 in for asking for a radio station.
Probably true.
For a commercial radio station, I would say.
Yeah, and so years ago the FCC came out with this low-power FM idea, and it was to kind of appease these folks, but it wasn't good enough, and they've just been backed up with applications, and so, you know, they haven't gotten to a lot of these applications, and so people are frustrated. So now the FCC has decided to wipe a bunch of these off the table, and there's a jubilant atmosphere in the world of the low-power FM folks. They feel like they're finally getting what they want from the FCC. Now, mind you, they haven't actually approved anyone. They're just talking about what they're going to supposedly do in a few months from now.
And this is the sort of Stockholm syndrome that centers around government.
Yeah. So again, these people are very excited. I would say be cautious. This may not be what you think it is. Maybe it's not going to work out as well as you expect.
And let's not forget that they're not talking about till the fall for this to happen. And you know, this is the Democratic president. These are Democratic type people that are happy. Things could change in January.
So, back to a side version of this story, or a kind of an ancillary point, and that is on the issue of broadcasting without permission, without begging. I mean, for the amount of money that the Prometheus Radio Project has probably spent lobbying the FCC, they probably could have started several radio stations, like...
Especially ones without permission.
Right, ones without permission. You're looking at...
You could put up a radio station for a couple of $1,000.
And that'd be a decent station.
Really nice. And you could do it for a few hundred for just broadcasting sort of a, so your neighborhood, your larger neighborhood.
Absolutely true. So all this information is available online. But what I wanted to focus on was the idea that you had pointed out, Mark, no one has challenged the FCC's forfeitures in court. So if you put up your own pirate or micro or community station, whatever you want to call it, you put up your own unlicensed radio station, the FCC comes in, they steal all your stuff, they hand you a notice of apparent liability that says you owe us $10,000.
What happens? Somebody saying that.
Right. What happens if you don't pay? I mean, that sounds pretty scary, right? Oh, my God, the government wants 10 grand from me? Who can afford that? Not very many people. And so the question is, what happens if you don't pay? Well, there's a notice that came out from the FCC called a forfeiture order being issued against a man named Gabriel Garcia. This came out in March of this year, so March 8th. This is fairly recent. And it says here that in this forfeiture order, we issue a monetary forfeiture in the amount of $25,000 to Gabriel Garcia for willfully and repeatedly violating Section 301 of the Communications Act. The noted violations involve Garcia's operation of an unlicensed broadcast station on various FM broadcast band frequencies in San Jose, California.
So this is violating the broadcast, whatever broadcast act.
Correct.
So this is a law that the FCC is then being the enforcing body for.
That's what they're claiming
okay.
here, but they can't be an enforcement body because they can't bring charges. On March 11th, 2011, the Enforcement Bureau's San Francisco office issued a notice of apparent liability in the amount of $25,000 to Garcia. So a year ago, March 11th, 2011,
yep.
They issued this notice to him. According to the FCC's notice here, it says Garcia has not filed a response to the notice of apparent liability. So he completely ignored them.
Long walk, short pier.
And so, therefore, they say, based on the information before us, we affirm the forfeiture. Accordingly, it is ordered, all in caps, that pursuant to Section 5...
We'll just start capitalizing things if you don't pay.
Accordingly, it is ordered that, and then they cite more sections of their Communications Act, that Gabriel Garcia, now all in caps again, is liable for a monetary forfeiture, and bold, by the way, caps and bold, now back to regular, in the amount of $25,000 for willfully and repeatedly violating the Section 301, blah, blah, blah. Payment of the forfeiture shall be made in the manner provided in Section blah, 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 within 30 days of the release of this forfeiture order. If the forfeiture is not paid within the period, the case may be referred to the U.S. Department of Justice for collection. That's the part where it goes to court.
Mm-hmm.
May.
Sure.
If you don't pay us, you have to pay. And if you don't, we may refer it to... Not we will. We may refer it to the Department of Justice for collection. So if they refer it to the Department of Justice, then the Department of Justice gets to decide...
Does collections? I mean, doesn't the Department of Justice... what?
Well, presumably they would collect your body at that point and hold you in a cage. I'm not sure exactly how they would handle it, but it would be the Department of Justice that would have to take you to court. They would have to... The DOJ would have to file charges against you for not paying the FCC, whatever those charges would be, presumably. I'm no lawyer. If you know better, please clear this up with me, but as we understand it, this has never happened. Most people will probably make payments to the FCC because they're afraid, and they don't know, they don't have a lawyer or whatever. And
yeah, the FCC would absolutely take $100 a month or whatever from this guy.
Sure they would.
In order to, shut him up.
Just to get obedience from somebody.
Yeah, that's all they want, is obedience.
Payment of the forfeiture must be made by check or similar instrument payable to the Federal Communications Commission, must be included in the NAL account number, FRN reference above. Payment by check or money order, then they give you instructions on where to send things, and they even give you a government lockbox. Box number to it's really weird sounding how you can pay this. And that's the end of the notice. So the notice is essentially pay up or else that or else we will possibly maybe send this to the Department of Justice for collections.
Very strange.
So it took them a year to get around to finally saying, we're serious about this. Hey, you didn't write us back. Pay up now. Come on. Here's our address.
Talk about an unaccountable bureaucracy. Yeah. I mean, you have the FCC. What are they doing over there? I mean, these applications have been sitting on their desk for years. They admit it. And they've got all kinds of backlog. They're just, they don't do enforcement. They rely on citizen DXers to, make reports of stations that are unlicensed. Then they come out and check them sometime whenever they feel like it. I mean, it's just incredible.
And indeed here, Mark, it does say requests for a full payment under an installment plan should be sent to chief financial officer, etc. The paragraph here about how to pay is the most lengthy paragraph. They've got all kinds of different methods. They'll take credit card. Mm-hmm. They'll take a money order.
They'll take a check.
They'll take, a payment by overnight mail. I mean, they've got all kinds of options here. And
if this guy doesn't want any trouble from them, if he's scared or whatever, I'd offer him $20 a month. That's all I can afford.
Well, as is pointed out here, he hasn't offered them anything. He hasn't even responded to them.
But if they do, if you do that, what they'll often do is say, well, let's have your tax returns for the last 5 years to see whether or not you can pay, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's more hoops and more hoops and more hoops and more hoops. Every time you talk to them, there's more hoops.
Right. And so the question is, if this guy or you, if you're the pirate broadcaster,
how do they prove you did it?
Most of them will admit it.
Yes, but the problem is, these people haven't had a day in court. The FCC said you did this. Prove I did it.
Exactly. And so that's really the relevant point here is this has never gone to court that I know of. Please clarify if you know of something that I don't. But usually they can intimidate a broadcaster into stopping broadcasting simply by sending a letter. If that doesn't work, then they'll come in and they'll steal all their equipment, which of course will stop them from broadcasting, and they'll issue this fine. Most people will probably pay the fine or get on some sort of payment plan, and they'll never challenge it. So it doesn't really ever go this far. And now it has. And you can see that even in the most threatening letter they could possibly send, they still say they may refer it to the Department of Justice for prosecution, which means that they may not.
What else could it mean?
And so that's the point here is that what I have read is that the Department of Justice has never prosecuted this because the FCC's never sent it along to them to give them the opportunity to, because the FCC doesn't want someone to bring up in court First Amendment, freedom of speech.
I didn't get a trial for this.
Yeah, I should be able to broadcast because of the First Amendment. No one has ever challenged this. It could result in overturning the entirety of the FCC's enforcement mechanism, in theory at least, and they don't want to have that happen. So rumor is all of this stuff is a bluff. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.